Today's daf is Shvuas daf Lamed Gimel. We are at the Mishnah, five lines from the top of daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunu Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Arya Benish Ben Rivka Zisel, Yor Yeshua Ben Chaya Tara, Shlomo Ben Chaya Leia, Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda, Sara Bat Batya, and Harav Yaakov Ben Chan. So we're moving along in Perek Shvuas Ha'edos, another Mishnah on Amud Aleph, another Mishnah on Amud Beis, all discussing the basic laws related to Shvuas Ha'edos. Zok Tehillah Gemishnah, Mashpia Ani Aleichem. If somebody goes over to two Eidim and says, I would like you to testify on my behalf, not just that, I'm being mashpia that you testify on my behalf. What is it that the Teveya wants the Edim to come testify about? I want you to testify that I have a pekadon sitting by somebody. I also loan money to somebody. The gezel, somebody stole from me. The Aveda, and I lost an object and somebody found that Aveda. So somebody goes over to someone, he's Toivea, four things. Number one, I want you to testify on my behalf about a pekadon that I have, Biad Ployni, a loan that I made to Ployni, the fact that Ployni stole from me, and the fact that Ployni is sitting on my Aveda. And then the Edim say, we have no idea who you are, what you're talking about, and not just that, we swear in chayav and elachas. The halacha is they would only be chayav for one shvuas ha'edos, meaning in the event that they swore falsely, it would be one oylev yoyred, it would be one chayav. What would be if the response of the Edom would be shvua she'enonu yoyden, she'yesh lecha biyad ployni pikotin, v'sesum es yod, v'gezel v'avedo, then chayoven al kolachas v'achas. Meaning, in the event that the Edom would single out in their nusach ha'shvua, the pikotin, the halva, the gzela, the avedo, being that each one got its own shout-out, then already chayoven al kolachas v'achas. So if the tfiyah was four different types of chiyuve mamen, but the shvua was one shvua koileles, then there's going to be one parasha of shvua sa'edos. If, however, the tfiyah was four types of chiyuve mamen, and the shvua was mefarid, it singled out each one of them, then the halach is, chayoven al kolachas v'achas, mashpia ni aleichem, im loy savoyu v'si'idu, sheyesh lo biad pleni pikadin. What would be if somebody goes over to Edom and says, I'm being mashpia you, I want you to come be made on my behalf, that I have biad pleni pikadin. Now what is the pikadin? This chitin, this sa'irin, and this kusmin, different types of grains. And the Edom respond and say, shvua she'ein anu yoydin locha edos, we swear we don't know what you're talking about. In chayav and alachas, the halach is they're going to be chayav only one. In the event that they say shvua she'enonu yoydin locha edos, sheyesh locha biyad ployni chitin v'sa'oyrim v'kusmin, if they single out in the shvua the different types of grains, then chayav and al kolachas v'achas, they're going to be chayav for each one individually. So a similar halacha. In this part of the Mishnah, the tefillah was all a pekadon. It was one financial instrument. However, different minim, chitin, sa'oirin, kusmin, again, if the Edim swear one, loshin koileles, eno chayov en alachas. If, however, they single it out, they'll be chayov al kolachas v'achas. Rashi does a nice sikum in terms of what's the difference between the first case and the second case. So, Rashi, the first case, what is nuanced is the type of chiyuv mamin, Bekadin, Hava, Gzela, Vaveda, but the min is all the same min. They're all money, let's say, all chitin, all sa'ir. In the second case, it's one financial instrument, it's all pikadin. However, there's different meaning. There's chitin, there's sa'irim, there's kusmin. Either way, the halach is going to be the same. What it depends on is the way the Edom swore. If they swore belosh and koileles, it's going to be one chiyav. If they were mefarit, then the halach is chayov and alkol achas v'achas. What would be if somebody is teveya Edom and says, I want you to come be made on my behalf, and I'm being mashpia you. Loisavoyu v'si'iduni. She'yesh to biad ployni nezek. Somebody was mazik me, and he owes me tashlumei nezek. of Baba Kama fame. V'chatzi nezek. We know what that is. Tashlumei kefel. A ganav pays kefel. V'tashlumei arba chamisha. That's if it was tavach u'machar and it was a shayer or a set. V'sha'onas ish ploini esbiti. Or I want you to come testify on my behalf that ploini was ma'anis my daughter. Upita esbiti. Or he was mefata my daughter. V'shehikan ebni. Or I want you to be made that my son hit me and as a result he owes me or that somebody was chayvel in me, or he burnt my goddess b'yom kippurim on Yom Kippur. So b'yom kippurim is going back on shechavel b'chaveri and shehidl ges kedishi. In these cases, in the event that the edim deny, and they swear, and it turns out it was false, hare elu chayavim, they are going to be subject to the laws of shvuos ha'edos. So the Sefer of the Mishnah mentioned a few cases where clearly there's some chiddush here, otherwise the Mishnah wouldn't have to say it, where there would have been a havamina that maybe these cases are somehow outside the purview of where Shavuos HaEdos applies, and Zok, the Mishnah, that's not the case. So the Shavuos HaEdos, where the Tfias Mammon is Nezek, where it's Chasi Nezek, where it's Tashlum Ve'Kefel, where it's Tashlum Ve'Arba V'Chamisha, where it's She'onas Ishpleini Esbiti, or Upita Esbiti, where it's V'Shehikani B'ni, V'Shechavel B'Chaveri, V'Shehidlik Eskidishi B'Yem HaKippur. All of these cases, maybe there shouldn't be a parasha Shavuos HaEdos, Kamash one in the Mishnah, that they're very much, Zok the Gemara, Iboilu, the B'nai Yeshiva had the following question, Mashpia Edei Knas Mahu, what would be the halacha if somebody is Mashpia Edem to come testify in his behalf, but the testimony was chiyuv knas? Is there going to be a parasha of Shavuos HaEdos, or is there not going to be a parasha of Shavuos HaEdos? Now, at first glance, without even hearing the tzadim, it sounds like the Mishnah just addressed it, right? What was the sefer of the Mishnah? Mashpi ani aleichem umloy savoy v'si'idun ishiyesh li biad ployni nezek. Okay, that's not necessarily knas. B'chatzi nezek sounds like knas. Kefil and dalud vehe is for sure knas. V'sh'anas ishpleini esbiti upita esbiti, that's for sure knas. And the Gemara obviously is going to say, in fact, the reason we're posing this ibayolahu here in Shavuos Lamed and Gimel and not elsewhere in Shas is because we're going to very much try to be poshet this shayla with what seems to be a mefurish of Mishnah. But for now, what's the shiloh? Mashpia edei knas ma'o. If someone's mashpia edem to come testify in his behalf with regards to a chiyuv mamon, but the chiyuv is a chiyuv knas, what's the halacha? Is there a parasha shvuos ha'edos, or is there not a parasha shvuos ha'edos? Now, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, and really it's kamat mefurish in the Gemara itself, as we'll see, behemshech hasugya, the reason this is even a shiloh is because the halacha is moedah b'knas pata. Right? Everybody knows. Moide b'knas, the halacha is potter. Being that moide b'knas is potter, there's makim to hear that a chi of knas is not a regular chi of mamon. And being that shvuos ha'edos is only true if the edos was an edos on mamon, we saw in yesterday's daf, dover agoyim l'mamon, right? But it has to be a tfias mamon. Could be knas, heis nish tfias mamon. Now, of course, it's mamon, right? It's not malchus, it's not misa, but it's not a regular, full-fledged chi of mamon, and it could be it's for that reason it's not going to be subject to the halacha of Shavuos HaEdos. So really, the crux of the shaila is, do we view knas as being enough mamon for the tfiya of the teveya to the eidim to be considered a tfiya's mamon for it to now be subject to the halachas of Shavuos HaEdos? That was the shaila. Now, just to recap what the Gemara is about to do, the Gemara is going to be toiled this shaila in a major machloikis. Moide b'knas v'acha kach bo oedim, pater o chayv. Now, the truth is, if you ask a bachur in yeshiva, what's the halacha? Moide b'knas v'acha kach bo oedim, pater o chayv. He's going to tell you it's a machloikis Ram and Shmuel. That's l'chayra what he's going to tell you. Rav holds moide b'knas v'acha kach bo oedim is pater. Shmuel holds moide b'knas v'acha kach bo oedim chayv. And that's a good answer. Stating that, when you learn the sugis in Perek Merubah, what emerges is that according to Shmuel, really, moide b'knas v'acha kach bo oedim chayev or pater is a machloikis tanoim. It's a machloikis Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chacham. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds Moed B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Edom Chayiv. The Rabbanon hold Moed B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Edom Potter. Rav, who holds Moed B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Edom Potter, holds that everybody holds Moed B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Edom Potter. Meaning, Rav, who Shita and Shas is Moed B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Edom Potter, holds everybody holds that way. Shmuel, who Shita and Shas is Moed B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Edom Chayiv, acknowledges that really it's been Machloike Shnuya, and it's really only the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Our Gemara is going to attack this sugya, l'shita Shmuel, that whether or not moed b'knas v'achakach bo edom is pater achayiv is really machlokes tanna. The sheet of the chachamim is pater. The sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon is going to be chayiv. So again, baal peh. The Gemara is going to argue that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon that holds moed b'knas v'achakach bo edom chayiv, for sure knas is a regular chayiv moment. Because as much as it's true, Moed B'Knas is Potter, but the minute Edom come, even if you were Moed B'Knas already, you're going to be Chayev. So if that's the case, we should treat it like a regular Chayev Mammon, and therefore it should be subject to the laws of Shavuos Eidos. However, according to the Rabbanon that hold Moed B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Edom Potter, Kumtois Moed B'Knas is a real Ptor, and if it's a real Ptor, then I hear it sad, Tainas the Gemara, that we shouldn't view it as Mammon Gomer, and if it's not Mammon Gomer, then the halacha should be that maybe it's not subject to Shavuos Eidos. But let's see it inside. Zok the Gemara again. Iboyluhu mashpi edek nas ma. What's the halacha if somebody's mashmi edek nas? Alibe the Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Zok the Gemara loyti boyluch. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who holds what? Moed b'knas v'achakach bo edim chayiv. There's no shaila. Meaning the Amar who holds yavoyu edim v'yo idu, that edim could be made even after moed b'knas and the edus is going to be accepted. It's pashit that it's a regular chayiv mamin, and for sure mashpia edim knas is going to be chayiv. Kiti boyloch. What is the shaila? Leave the rabbanon the Amar moed b'knas v'achakach bo edim potter. According to the rabbanon that hold moed b'knas v'achakach bo edim potter, so then I could hear that it's not a regular chayiv mamin. Yesh shlachker. Is it mamin regarding shvus edus or not? So the Gemara says like this, Rabbanan the Hassan Keman Sfirlo. Those Rabbanan, meaning Shmuel's Rabbanan, who hold Moed B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Edom Potter, who do they hold like as it relates to a different Machloikis Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim? The Machloikis we saw yesterday, and that is whether we say Dava Gerim L'Mamen K'Mamen Dami, specifically as it relates to Shavuos Eidos, right? So that was a big topic of yesterday's daf. If someone's Mashpia in Eid Echad, is the Shavuos Eidos or not? What's a Talian? Eid Echad's not Mechayiv Mamen, but he's Mechayiv Shavuos, which is a Dover Agoyim L'Mamen. So if Dover Agoyim L'Mamen is K'Mamen Dami and Shavuos Eidos, Mashpia Eid Echad is going to be Chayiv. If not, he's going to be Potter. So the Gemara says, the Rabbanon that hold Moed B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Eidom Potter, that you're faplunted now, you're clearing, according to the Rabbanon, if someone's Mashpia Eid Knas, is there going to be Shavuos Eidos or not? What do you hold, you Shoyal, the Rabbanon hold, as it relates to Yena Shaila of Dover Agoyim L'Mamen? And the Gemara says, if those Rabbanon hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon from our sugya, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon here holds Dava Agoyim L'Mamen is Kamamin. And being that Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon holds Dava Agoyim L'Mamen is Kamamin Dami, that's poshut then that a Mashpia Edei Knas should be subject to Shavuos Eidos. Because Edei Knas can't be Gora from Eidecha. Even if you want to tell me, Tainas the Gemara, that Edei Knas is not Mamin Gomer, why would it not be Mom and Gomer? Because he could always be Moed B'Knas. Well, what if he's not Moed B'Knas? Then for sure he's going to be Chayiv Mom and Gomer. So you want to tell me the Heft of the Eidos is not an Eidos Momin. But for sure, once there is such a Eidos that could be said, it could for sure lead to Momin. For sure not Erger from an Eid Echad. So says the Gemara, if the Rabbanon the Hassam hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon the Hacha, by the way, what's this nuance, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon the Hacha? Because the Malplukta of the Rabbanon regarding Moed B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Edim is Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. And for sure the Rabbanon of Moed B'Knas don't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon of Moed B'Knas. That is the Machlokes. The question is, if that Rabbanon would hold like this Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, Tainas the Gemara, then L'chayret should be Loi Gara from Dava Agoyim L'Mamin. Ela must be, Ki Rabbanon, the Hacha, must be that they held like the Rabbanon of the Sugya of Dava Agoyim L'Mamin. The Amri Dava Agoyim L'Mamin, Lav Kimamin, Dami Mai. And here's the Shiloh. This is where the Gemara speaks out what Rashi spoke out. Do we say, Kivan the Ilu Moed Miftar, being that if the person would have been Moida, would have been Potter, Moida B'Knas, and even V'Achach Bo Eidem Potter Lama Moina Kakafale, it's not considered a Kfiras Mamin, and being that it's not considered a Kfiras Mamin, it's not a subject to Shavuos Eidos. And by the way, It's Eidos. There's a chiyuv to say Eidos for sure. Of a moment, it's not. And if it's not moment, it's not Shavuos Eidos. Or maybe Hashda Mio Lo Yoidi. Right now, he wasn't Moida. So if right now, he wasn't Moida, right now, there's a chiyuv moment that's at play. And this is not Tov HaGoyim Lo Moment. This is a regular chiyuv moment. That's the Shaila. Do we view Knaz as Moment Gomer? I could certainly hear the argument. Or do we view it as not Moment Gomer, being that there is a din, a Moida B'Knaz Potter? And again, only if you're Moida B'Knaz Vachkach Bo Eidem Potter. This is the Shiloh that we are going to try to be Poshets. Again, what's the recap? We did the pre-cap. What's the recap? Yiboyelohu, the Bnei Yeshiva had a Shiloh. Mashpie Eide Knas Mau. Very basic, simple, fundamental question. What's the halacha? If somebody is Mashpia Eide Knas, is there a parasha Shfuas Eidos, or is there not a parasha Shfuas Eidos? What are the Stodim? On the one hand, it's Mamin. Thus, checks off all the boxes, l'chaira, of Shavuos Eidos. It should be subject to Shavuos Eidos. The flip side is, if you hold Moide B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Eidim Potter, could be it's not Mom and Gom. Now, if you hold Moide B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Eidim Chayiv, and for sure it's Mom. But if you hold Moide B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Eidim Potter, I could hear maybe it's not Mom. Additionally, the Gemara said, the Shaila is only a Shaila if you hold Dova Goyim L'Momin is Lav K'Momin Domi. Because if you hold Dova Goyim L'Momin is K'Momin Domi, the Gemara argues Knas can't be any worse than Dova Goyim L'Momin. So really, in order to have this Shaila, you have to check off two boxes. You have to meet two prerequisites. Number one, you have to hold that Moide B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Eidem is Potter. Number two, you have to hold that Dova Goyim L'Momin is Lav K'Momin Domi, which, by the way, are both Shitas Rabbonon's Kineged Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So if you hold like the Rabbanon in Perek Meruba, Moide B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Eidem Potter, and if you hold like the Rabbanon in Shavuos Eidos, that Dova Goyim L'Momin is Lav K'Momin Domi, Yeshlach Gor Mashpi Eidei Knas Mau, what's the halacha? So again, as soon as we saw the Ibai in the Gemara, we made a beeline to the Seif of Unzer Mishnah, right? At first glance, the Mishnah seems to address this question very, very black and white. And the truth is, the Gemara is about to make the same exact beeline. Tashma mashpia ani aleichem emloy savoyu v'si'iduni sheyesh lebiad pleini nezek v'chatzi nezek. The Mishnah gave examples in the Sefer of Shavuos Eidos. And one of the examples was, in fact, the first was mashpia ani aleichem emloy savoyu v'si'iduni sheyesh lebiad pleini nezek and chatzi nezek. Now, Chatzin Nezek, for the Gemara, v'chatzin Nezek knasahu. Isn't Chatzin Nezek a knas? Right, what does Chatzin Nezek mean? L'chayra means a shartam. Shartam, the owner of the shar, has to pay Chatzin Nezek. And we know that's a knas. You see clearly that if you're toiveya edem to be made on Chatzin Nezek, which is knas, this is a pasha shvul seitas. Now, the rise is not from Nezek, because Nezek is regular sharamuid or any one of the other Arba Ovis Nezikin, etc., etc. That's a regular chiyuv moment. But Chatzi Nezek is a knas. And the Mishnah doesn't just say Nezek. That's really not relevant to the Shmuz. It says Chatzi Nezek. So we heard from Chatzi Nezek, there's a raya. Zokti Gemara, there's no raya. Why? Kemanda Amar Palganiskam Amoina. Maybe that Mishnah is going according to the Manda Amar that holds Palganiskam Amoina. It's Machlikis Amiram. Whether Palganisk is Knossa or Palganisk is Amoina. If you learn the Mishnah, like the Manda Amar that holds Palganiskam Amoina, so when a short time pays Chatzi Nezek, it's actually Mamin. It's not Knossa. Obviously, you have no right from Amish, but the Gemara says, the Manda Amar Palganiskam Amoina. That's all good according to the Amiram that holds Palganiska is a might. El mandam a knasa ma yikilamemer. But there were Amayram that hold Palganiska knasa, and they also had to learn this Mishnah. Right? It's a Mishnah. Amayram hold Palganiska knasa. They're learning a Mishnah that luchayru would seem the same afurish. You could be mashpia the knasa al kopanim toshma according to those shitas. Good machloikis and shas. I think it's Rapapa, Rapun, Brave, Rav Yeshua. Whatever. It's a big machloikis. Whether Palganiska is knasa, Palganiska moment. You have no raya from Chatzi Nezek lamandam a Palganiska moment. But luchayru, you have a raya lamandam a Palganiska knasa. Sokte gemara. No. Even according to that mandam, you wouldn't have a raya, because he could always tell you that you know what it means in the Mishnah when it says Chatzin Nezek, it's Bechatzin Nezek Tzroiris. Doesn't mean the Chatzin Nezek of a Shartam, doesn't mean the Chatzin Nezek that's a told of Karen, which is Meshunah, and as a result pays only Chatzin Nezek. It's the Chatzin Nezek of Tzroiris, which is a told of Regel, which is really a Chiev Momen. The Hilchas Gemirah the Mamoino. In fact, it's Halacha L'Moish Misinai that you pay Chatzi Nezek. It's not based on it being Meshunah, and as a result, it has nothing to do with the Shmuz, a Palganiska Knas, a Palganiska Mamoino. So again, what's Chatzi Nezek? So it's talking about where an animal is walking, right? It's Regel, so it's going Derech Hiluchai, and it kicks something, and the thing that it kicked, Koichai, went, and it caused damage. There's a Halacha L'Moish Misinai that says, in that case, you're only going to be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. But being that it's a told of Regel, so really, you had an obligation to watch it, and as a result, there's no question the chiv that there is a chiv mamin. although it's a chi of chatzin nezek, unzer Mishnah could be talking about that type of chatzin nezek, and as a result, there'd be no raya. So again, at first glance, the Mishnah said chatzin nezek. Oh, chatzin nezek, isn't that knas? See, have a mufurish raya mashpia ede knas alochas, you're going to be chayiv. We have two eitzes. Either the chatzin nezek, it's taka talking about the chatzin nezek of shartam, which is a told of Karen, but it's going according to the mandama that holds palganiska memoina, not palganiska knasa, one of the greatest hakiras in Bava Kama. Inami, it could be the chatzinezek is not the chatzinezek of Chartam, it's the chatzinezek of Tsroiros. It's not a told of Karen, it's a told of Regal. Everybody holds that's memoina. Ah, if it's a regular memoina and it's not meshunna in any way, it's not Karen, so why are you paying chatzinezek? It's a lochal mech mitzinai. But either way, there's no hechrach from the words chatzinezek that if someone's mashbiya, this is going to be a parsha of Shavuos Eidah. So, the Gemara Tashma, no problem. So, the first words of the Sefer were in a riot. Let's see if the next words are. Tashlume Kefil. Oh, wow. That's pretty black and white. Right? What's Kefil? Kefil is a ganev who gets caught. He doesn't just pay the Karen. He has to pay a Kefil. That Kefil is like the most obvious example of Knas throughout Shas. See Mefurish, if someone's Teveya, Tashlume Kefil. So the Gemara says, Mishum Karna. And if you're Teveya, the Kefil, the reason, if the Edom would deny and swear they would be subject to Shavuos Eidah, says, not out to the Kefil Shabbat. Valik den yen a Kefil is a Karen, and the Karen is a Chiyamam. It's true. It's not out to the Kefil Shabbat. It's out to the Karen Shabbat. It makes no difference. At the end of the day, you swore false, you have to bring another Yairit, right? But the point is, it's not for that double portion, it's for the Karen. So, okay, the next words, V'tashlume dalad v'hei, right? The Mishnah said, Tashlume dalad v'hei. Dalad v'hei again is Knas. Again, Mishum Karna. Included in the dalad v'hei is the Karen. It's all about the Karen. Sha'anas ish pleini, upita es biti. Right, what about the next case in the Mishnah? Oynes and mafata. These are another example or examples of classic knasos, and you see that there's shvuos eidos. Zok the Gemara Mishum poishes subkam. It's true that anytime someone's ma'anes or mafata, where it's subject to the parasha ma'anes and mafata, there's a chiyuv knas, the chamishim shakel kesef. But in addition to the knas, there's also other chiyuvim. These are mishnayos and sugis and perik elunayros. There's boishes, there's pkam, and boishes pkam is regular chiyamamim, right? Boishes means you embarrass somebody. So just like if you chayvul b'chaveri, you embarrass the person, you have to pay boishes. If someone's ma'anis and mafata, or naira psula, there's an element of boishes as well. What's pkam? Pkam is nezek, right? It's just the fact that the woman was devalued as a result of the fact that she's a bula, not a psula, especially she was violated. So those chiyuvim are regular chiyuvim mamim, not chiyuvim knas, and the reason the shvuz aid is by an oinis and mafata is not alts the knas shaboy. It's alts the boishes. Again, come be made sha'anas ish pleini upites biti. Not alts the chamishim shekel kesef. For that, there's no koyach hatfiyah for shvuos eidos. It's alts the boishin subkam shabai. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, maika mashmalon, then what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Kula mamaynahu. Mini bishloimo, if the safe of the Mishnah is being mechadish the halacha, that mashpia eidik nas is chayiv. That's a chiddush. I mean, that's the holy boy that the Gemara set up. But if you can tell me that these are all chiyuv mamin, so again, you dreid on maisa. Chatzin nezek is mamin, and kefon dal vehei is mamin, and it's oinus and mafata is mamin. So it's all mamin. So there's no chiddush over here. So why are we even having this conversation? So the Gemara says, I hear what you're saying, stating that reisha chadaka mashmalon and seifa chadaka mashmalon. There is some chiddush over here. In the reisha, there's one chiddush, and in the seifa, there's one chiddush. Now, if there's one chiddush in the Reisha and there's one chiddush in the Sefer, so just say one thing in the Reisha, say one thing in the Sefer. So Rashi adds, because of the one chiddush in the Reisha, Bederech Agav, we mentioned the whole Reisha, and because of the one chiddush in the Sefer, Bederech Agav, we mentioned the whole Sefer. So what's the chiddush of the Reisha? And then we'll see why everything else was thrown in Derech Agav. Reisha called the Gamash Malon, there's a chiddush in the Reisha, the Chatzi Nezek Tzroi Reis Memoinu. According to the mandama that holds Chatzi Nezek is Knas, Kumtais, when the Mishnah says Chatzin Nezek is subject to Shavuos Eidos, what's it talking about? Tzroyos, which is Momin. That's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. Now, when you learn Bava Kama, it's not such a Chiddush, but that's a Chiddush, and the Tana of the Mishnah wanted you to know this halacha. Okay, let's just stop for 1 second. So there's a Chiddush in the Reisha. Chatzin Nezek is a Chiddush. That Chatzin Nezek is considered Momin. So why do you mention everything else? There's no Chiddush in Kefil in terms of there being Shavuos Eidos for the Karen Shabbat, and there's no Chiddush in Dal Vehei, and there's no Chiddush in Anas Upita. So Rashi says it's true, and Achinami, but at the end of the day, Chatzi Nezek Tzroi Reis has a Shaychis to Kefil and Dal Vehei and Oynes and Mefata. And the Shaychis is that you're not paying dollar for dollar what the hezek was. In the case of chatzin hezek, you're paying less. In the case of kefon dal v'hei, you're paying more or even a lot more. In the case of oinus hamafata, you're also paying for the pekam, but on top of that, you're also paying more. These are all things that, in the words of Chazal, are mamon she'enoy mishtalim berosh. And Rashi says, as a precedent from Sanhedrin daf gimel amid aleph, the days of yore, but Sanhedrin daf gimel amid aleph, where the Gemara makes hazach cheshbon, that once we mention one example of mamon she'enoy mishtalim berosh, we throw in the whole list of mamon she'enoy mishtalim berosh, and that's what happened in this Mishnah. There was one mamon she'enoy mishtalim berosh that was a geshmak gechiddush. It's not a shvuah se'idus to gechiddush per se. It's much more above a kama to gechiddush. But no, sometimes agav urche kamashmalon, right? We know that from the first Mishnah in Shas of Me'im Asai. So this is something that we very often do, right? You're starting brachas hilchas kriyishma. We tell you halacha about hilchas truma, but this is the way the time of the Mishnah operates. And here in Shavuos Eidus, he wanted to tell you that Halacha Chatzi Nezek Tzroiris is Mamayna. But Derech Agav, we mentioned everything else. Okay, so that's the Chiddush of the Reisha. What's the Chiddush in the Seifa? Seifa Chad, the Kamashmon, the Chiddush of the Seifa is, V'shehidlik Eskedishi B'yoyim HaKippurim. The Mishnah said that if someone is Madlik, a Godish, on Yom Kippur. So the halacha is, if you're now Tevei, the Edom, then no Edus about this, and they deny, and they swear, Hare Elu Chayav, they're going to be Chayav. Why is this a Chiddush? He was Madlik, a Godish. The reason it's a Chiddush is because it happened on Yom Kippur. Okay, so what if it happened on Yom Kippur? If someone's Madlik, a Godish on Yom Kippur, he was over Melachos Shabbos on Yom Kippur. What's the halacha if someone's over one of the Lamatas Malachas on Yom Kippur? He's Chayiv Kares. I would have thought that if he's Chayiv Kares, he should be Potter from Mammon. So there's no Chayiv Mammon at all. If there's no Chayiv Mammon, then obviously there's no Parashat Shavuos Eidos. And by the way, who holds that? It's Rav Nechunya ben Akana Shita. Rav Nechunya ben Akana has a Shita in Shas that there's a Kamla b'derabim Mineh, not only when someone is Chayiv Misa and Mammon, but also when someone's Chayiv Kares and Mammon. So Solkadai Dechamino, that there should be no Shavuos Eidos in this case, Alts Rav Nechunya ben Akana. The safe of the Mishnah is Lafuke Rav Nechunya ben Akana, and that is the Chiddush. So let's see it inside. Sefer Chada Kamash Malon Veshehidlik Eskedisha B'Yom HaKippurim Lafuke Mai Lafuke Mid Rav Nechunya Ben Hakono. It's coming Lafuke Rav Nechunya Ben Hakono. The Tanya, we learned to the Brice Rav Nechunya Ben Hakono Hoyoisi Yom HaKippurim Keshabbos HaTashlumen Ma Shabbos V'chulu. What's the V'chulu? Just like Shabbos you Mischayv Ben Nafshay you Potem Ben HaTashlumen Af Yom HaKippurim you Mischayv Ben Nafshay you Potem Ben HaTashlumen. But the point is, if we didn't have this Mishnah, you could have thought that there's no Shavuos HaEidosh if someone's Teveya Shehidlik Eskedisha B'Yom HaKippurim. There could have been such a havamina, because you would have thought, come live with the rabbi, you potter from moment. If you potter from moment, then obviously there's no parashah in Shavuos Eidos. So sefer chada kamash malon that there is Shavuos Eidos, because there is a chiyav moment, and you don't say come live with the rabbi, because the only time you say come live with the rabbi is when there's a chiyav misa b'day adam. But now when there's a chiyav karis, lafuka b'day b'chunyi ben akana, who was oisiz yom kippurim kishabbos latashu mat shabbos, this come live with the rabbi, so to yom kippurim. And once we mention this, so then b'derech agav. But Derech Agav, we mention the others as well. So what's the Derech Agav over here? What's the Derech Agav? So you want to mention V'shehidlik Eskedisha B'yom HaKippurim. So B'derech Agav, we mention V'shehikani B'ni. So if you take a look at Rashi, it's the last line of Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. V'aydi d'tanan l'hach tono V'hadayu she'ikani B'ni the kroiva litzad misa V'ashmina d'hoyol v'enoi chaya misa b'hakob b'loi chabura chaya b'tashlumim. The Iker Chiddush of the Sefer is V'shehidlik Eskedishi. And by the way, just to be clear, it's not just V'shehidlik Eskedishi. It's V'shechaval B'chaveri and it's V'shehidlik Eskedishi, because both of them are referring to Yom HaKippur. So the Chiddush of the Sefer, right, we said Chada Kamash once, really tarti, because Shtayin Sheim Arba, or Achas Shehi Shtayin, right? To go with the theme of the Masechta. But it's one that's really two. It's one Chiddush, two cases of bringing out that Chiddush. V'shechaval b'chaveri b'yom HaKippurim, v'shehidlik Eskedisha b'yom HaKippurim. You could have thought there's no Chiyav Mamim because he Chayav Kares, Kamash Mon, yeah? But Derech Agav, we mentioned Sheikani B'ni. What's the Derech Agav Sheikani B'ni? Zakrashi, Hikani B'ni is on the spectrum of come live with the Rabbi Mineh, but it's not. Why would it be on the spectrum of come live with the Rabbi Mineh? So we're going to see it in the next Mishnah, because a child that hits his father, if he's Oysa Chaburu, the halach is he's Chayim Misa, and if he's Chayim Misa, he's Potem and Atashlumen. In our Mishnah, he hit him, but he didn't make a Chabura. And being that he didn't make a Chabura, so there really is no Chayim Misa. Close, but Lamaisa, not. And therefore, it's a little agavdik to the case of Shechava b'chaveri, Shidlik Eskedisha b'yom HaKippurim, which is also close. Why is it close? because it's Yom Kippur, but it's not Shabbos, right? So they're both close. It's not a chabura. It's not Shabbos. I know, but it's almost a chabura. It's almost Shabbos. That's true. But it's not. And it's for that reason there's a little bit of a shaychus, there's a zika between these cases, and that's why they were thrown in Bederek Agav. So again, the shaylo handling over here is mashpia edik nas, whether the shvus edis, not shvus edis. The Gemara made a beeline, just like we did, right? The safe of the Mishnah. It's Nizma Furs. Oh, you have all these cases over here. You have Chatzi Nezek, which is Knas. You have Kefa, which is Knas. Daldehe, which is Knas. Oinus Mefata, which is Knas. Right, L'chayr, you have Mefurish Arayas here. So if you have a Mefurish Arayas, then don't you see? So the Gemara says, no. All of them are Mamoino. Chatzi Nezek is Mamon. How could it be Mamon? Either Opal Geniska Mamoino or Chatzi Nezek Troyas. Kefa Daldehe is because of the Karen Shabbai. Oinus Mefata is Alts to Boisha Supakam Shabbai. Faith, the Gemara, if that's the case, it's a bunch of Mamon cases. So what's the Kiddush? The answer is Chodok Kamashmalon. That Chatzi Nezek could be Mamon. Why would Chatzi Nezek be Mamon? Lamando Amar Palganiska Knossa, it means Chatzi Nezek Tzoris, and that's a Chiddush. The Chatzi Nezek Tzoris is Mamon. But Derech Agav, we mentioned a Mamon Shein Mishnah and Beroish, which is a Chiddush. So we throw in all the Mamon Shein Mishnah and Beroish, just like the Gemara does in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, the Gemara sometimes does it. And by the way, the Gemara says you should know Seif is also Chadak Mashmalon. That just like in the Reishin it's Chadak Mashmalon, in the Seif it's also Chadak Mashmalon. The real Chiddush of the Seif is Vishachava bi Chaveri, Vishahidak as Kiddush bi Emekipurim Yechayev. You could have thought your pot there, Alts Kamle with the Rabbi. What's the Kamle? Alts Karas, come by Karas, yeah, it's the Sheet of Ram Nechudi Ben Akona. So your Oisus, Yom Kippurim, Kishabis, Litash Lumen. It's a Chiddush that there is no Kamli, but Derech Agav, we also mentioned the Shehikani Beni. So really, it's Reisha Chada Kamashmon, which is the part we needed, and also Seifa Chada Kamashmon. So we have no right to Unzer Shail, Mashbi Ede Knas. Is the Knas Mom and Gomer, not Mom and Gomer? Again, Laman Dom and Wait, but Knas Vachach, but Wait, and Pot, and Laman Dom and Dom, and the Mom is Lav Kimomet. Right? Those are the two Hanochas in the Shail. We had no Raya from the Mishnah, so the Gemara says, let's say if we can bring a Raya from a Braisa. Mashpi ani aleichem. If someone goes over to Edom and says, I'm being mashpi of you, umloy savoyu v'si'iduni, shahoitzi ish ploini shemra albiti. So someone's being teveya, Edom, to testify on his behalf about a ploini almoini who was moitzi shemra on his daughter. So the halach is, if someone's moitzi shemra, le'motzasi, le'bitcha psulim, the halach is, fa'anchoi, say, fa'yisroi, say, right? The halach is, he's loiku mishal. He has to get malchus, but in yoneinu, he also has to pay mamon. What's the mamon? It's 100 shekel kesef, right? It's double the amount of the innocent mefata. He has to pay 100 shekel kesef. Now, this person claims that ploini was moitzi shemra on his behalf, or against him. And he has edim to testify, and he's being tadadadim to come testify. Now, it's a little bit of an interesting case because Moitzi Shema usually happens in Beis Din, right? That's where the whole Moitzi Shema happens. Psukim in the Torah. That's the way it plays itself out. So if it was in Beis Din, they should have prosecuted him right away. So Rashi says, the Kasha of a Maisa. You have to say the guy somehow ended out outside of court and they didn't get a chance to do the Hamada Bedin. And now, someone who knows there were Chevra in Beis Din, he says, come on my behalf, please testify that this is what happened. And then they deny, deny, deny. And they swear, Chayavim, the Allah is, they're going to be Chayav Shfuasa Eidos. Hoidemi Piatzmoy, if however, this person, the Moitzi Shema, would be Moida on himself, meaning he would be Moida that this is what he did, Potter, the Allah would be Potter. Now, what's the Toshma? The Toshma is from the Reish, it's checkmate, right? Mashpiani Alechem, all there is in this case is knas. There's malchus, but that's not the point. There's no shvus eidos for malchus. The only mammon that there is over here is knas. And if the only mammon is knas and chayovim, so you see clearly mashbi eidei knas is going to be potter. Now Rashi adds a little bit of neufach in the havana of the Gemara, and really, it's kedai to speak it out because it plays itself out in the last Gemara we're going to learn. After the Braisa said, Shahoitzi ish ploini shemra al biti chayavim, the Braisa says, Hoitzi mi pi atzmai potter. What are those words, Hoitzi mi pi atzmai potter? That Moide beknas is potter. We know that Moide beknas is potter. The Gemara understands that when it says those words, Hoitzi mi pi atzmai potter, it means that if he would be Moide, it would be potter, even if these Eidim would come and testify. As if to say, the Braisa is adding the words of Hoitzi mi pi atzmai potter, which are obvious, to teach me that the Tana the Braisa holds Moide beknas v'achkach bo Eidim potter. We need that Knesh Sakrasha to ask the Gemara's Kasha, because really the whole It's only the man da'amar moide b'knas v'achach b'oedim potter, according to the Rabban in the Perek Merubah, Shmuel's Rabban. But according to Rabban Lazar, Shimon, that was moide b'knas v'achach b'oedim chayiv, that we're not even having this question. So really, you're going to ask me a kasha from a braisa, what could you easily deflect the question by saying, Hamani, Rabban Lazar, Rabban Shimon, who holds moide b'knas v'achach b'oedim chayiv, according to Mitzvah Shum, Mom and Gomer. But Zogt Rashi, that the Maksha understood that the next words of Hoidim Ipiyatz Moi Potter, which seem to be superfluous, are probably coming to teach me this chiddush, not moide b'knas potter, which every single child knows, but moide b'knas v'achikach b'oedim potter. Also, it's not Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. If it's not Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Ave Mefurish Atoshma, moide b'knas v'achikach b'oedim potter, but at the same time, Ashbi Eide Knas is going to be chayv stating that. So, the Gemara, no, Hamani Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he, the Amo Yavoyu Eidim v'yoidu, maybe the price, it really is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who holds Moed B'Knas V'Achach Bo Eidim Chayiv, and as a result, you have no right. But the Gemara says, Eim HaSeifa, take a look at the Seifa. Hoidim Eatz Moed Potter, Asan L'Rabbanon. And the Hezber is the way Rashi explained it in the Shaila. L'Chayra, that line only makes sense if it's being Mechadish to us Moed B'Knas V'Achach Bo Eidim Potter, which is the sheet of the Rabbanon, not the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. He can't be Doicha the Braisa by telling me it's going according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, no. Kula Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. He really, the entire Mishnah is, or the entire Braisa, is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, V'hachi Kamar, and this is the way that you're supposed to read the Braisa. Loi Meshkachas La Hoidem Ipiyatzmei De Potter. The only time Hoidem Ipiyatzmei is going to be Potter, Elohecha Deleka Edom Klav Hoidem Ipiyatzmei. If no Edom come later, or before, and you are Maida. But Enochinami, if Edom came before, obviously they're not a Maida B'Knas, or even if Edom came later, it's going to be Moed B'Knas V'Achach Bo Eidim, and in those cases, you're going to be Chayv. So you're right, Hoidim Ipiyatzmei has to be coming to say a Chiddush. The Gemara assumed that the Chiddush is Moed B'Knas V'Achach Bo Eidim Potter, right? Hoidim Ipiyatzmei Potter, that's what it sounds like. But Zok the Gemara, you could be Madchik. You could say Fakert, that the Chiddush of Hoidim Ipiyatzmei Potter is that Moed B'Knas V'Achach Bo Eidim Chayv, which is also a Chiddush, right? Either way you go, it's a Chiddush. It says Potter, Hoidim Ipiyatzmei, when all there is the Hoidah. There's no Eidim B'Tchila, there's no Eidim B'Soif. Then and only then are you going to be Potter. But otherwise, really, you're going to be Chayv. The bottom line is, this Braisa could be going according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. If it's going according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, it's a Nitkain Toshma. Why do we think it's not a Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? Like, what was the Havamina in the words of Chazal? Udekarila Makarila? What? Because the words Hoidim Ipiyatzmei Potter sounded like it's coming to teach me Moed B'Knas V'Achekach Bo Eidim Potter, which would mean that it's not going according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, but the Gemara is Doicha Fakert. Could be Hoidim Ipiyatzmei Potter. Gufa means Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and means Moed B'Knas V'Achekach Bo Eidim Chayv. How does it stem in the words? Hoidim Ipiyatzmei Potter, when all it is Hoidim Ipiyatzmei. But if there's a tzad Eidim, whether it's B'Tchila B'Soif, then already it's not considered Hoidim Ipiyatzmei. By the way, you're holding Cheshbon here, the Gemara was not Poshe the Shaila. So Mashpia Eidei Knas, yeah, no, again, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, there's no Shaila. According to the other Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, there's no Shaila, right? Which Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? Moed B'Knas V'Achekach Bo Eidim Chayv, it's for sure Mom and Gomer. If you hold Davar Gomer L'Mom and Kamam and Dami, it's for sure Davar Gomer L'Mom. The Shaila is, if you hold that Moed B'Knas V'Achekach Bo Eidim Potter, which is the Halacha, and you hold Davar Gomer L'Mom and Lav Kamam and Dami, which is the Halacha, then we have a Shaila, which basically means we have a Shaila. Let's talk to Mishnah V'Aitim. Mashpia Ani Aleichem. Someone goes over to Eidim and he's Mashpia them, and he says, Emloy Savoyu V'Soidu. I want you to come be made and swear you don't know Eidus if you're not going to. And what is this Eidus that I want you to say, Shani Koyin, Chmin Akoyin, Shani Levi, I'm a Levi, Sheini Ben Gerutsha, Vesheini Ben Chalutza, that I'm not a Ben Gerusha, I'm not a Ben Chalutza. So let's just come off a breath for a second. This person wants to be a Koyin. Why? Not because he wants to duchen on Shavuos. The reason he wants to be a Koyin is because he wants Matan Schar Betzida, right? He wants the Choftal Matnes Kahuna. He wants to be a Levi because he wants to get Maestris. And he doesn't want to be a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, because if you're a Kohen, but you're a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, you're a Chalol, and you're not even Mizarish Alaharin, the mortal words of the Gemara, and as a result, you're not going to be able to get any of these Matnas Kunim. So he's Teveya, this type of Eidos. Or if someone goes over to Edom and says, I want you to be made Sh'ish Ploini Kohen. That Ploini is a Kohen. Meaning you're fighting somebody else's fight. Sh'ish Ploini Levi. She'einoi Ben Gerusha v'she'einoi Ben Chalutza. Or, She'onas Ish Ploini Esbitai. Again, you're fighting someone else's fight. You're being today Edom to be made that somebody was mine to someone else's daughter. So he owes that girl's father the money. Upita Esbitai. Or, V'she'choval bi bini. V'she'choval bi chaveri. She'hidlik Gedishi b'Shabbes, Harei Lupturim. In all these cases, you're going to be Potter. What were those last three cases? V'shechav al-bibini, that I want you to be meyed that my son hit me and he caused the chavala. Or v'shachava b'chaveri v'shehidli kodishi. You have to put the comma before. That's a little tricky. Shachava b'bini comma. And then v'shachava b'chaveri v'shehidli kodishi b'shabbos. Where you're being, I want you to be meyed that Pliny was chavala me. Or Pliny was madlik my godish, not in Yom Kippur like in the previous Mishnah. But in Shabbos, all of these cases, you're going to be potter. So before we see the Gemara, and really the Gemara itself is going to go through this Mishnah a little bit. But just to speak out, just like let's learn Mishnayos for a second. Mashpi ani aleichem lo savoyu v'seiduni shani koyin shani levi she'ini ben grusha v'she'ini ben chalutza. Right, the last words of the Mishnah. Re'el p'turim are going back on that case, going back on all the cases. You're potter. Why you potter? So here, the reason you're potter is because it's not considered tfiyas mamon. Shani koyin is not a tfiyas mamon. And even though there's monetary ramifications, but it's not considered mamon. By the way, a good sushtal to this is the first Mishnah Masechtas Makis. There's no kasha zaman. There's no kasha zaman because loy v'loy lazar, right? And as a result, there's malchus. And the Rishonim talk about why is there no kasha zaman? By you making this person a ben grusha ben chalutza, he's not able to get shumas and maestres. And as a result, there should be a monetary hefzet. The Torah says because the ikar edus is not on that. That's like a ground. But the ikar edus is not considered an edus moment. This is not a tfiyas moment. So even though we saw ksuba, there are different things that are not inherently and intrinsically tfiyas moment that are treated like moment. But as it relates to shani koin, shani levi, she'ini ben grusha ben chalutza, even though there's monetary ramifications, we don't treat it like a tfiyas moment. Why? Requires a little bit of iyun. But the bottom line is, that's the first halacha of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah was, where somebody is teveya, but it's somebody else's fight. She'ish ployni koyin, she'ish ployni levi, she'ini ben gerusha, she'ini ben chalutza. She'onash ish ployni es bitoy, upita es bitoy. All of those cases, l'cheri, you're fighting somebody else's fight, right? And being that you're fighting somebody else's fight, it's for that reason. Again, if you're learning Mishnayos, this is the way you learn it. The Gemara is going to come out a little differently. But l'cheri, you're not subject to Shavuos Eidus. And this is really based on what we saw yesterday. Stuff. The only time the Shavuos Eidus is if the Teveya, the one that stands to gain, is, right, even Ratzach HaRem Shmuel said is not considered Shavuos Eidus. So that's why that's going to be on the outside looking in. V'shechav al b'bini. Why is that not Shavuos Eidus? Chav al b'bini. My son hit me, punched me in the nose, I'm bleeding. So right now he owes me money. It's because he's chayv misa rachman al son. Kam le b'dir abim b'nei. Mak av avima imois yumas. Even if all it is a chabura. So if he's chayv misa, there's no chiyumam, there's no chiyumam, and it's not Shavuos Eidos. And finally, v'shechava b'chaveri, not my son, or v'shehidli godishi, b'shabbos, dear two potter, because being that those things happen on Shabbos, if someone's oisa chabur on Shabbos, someone's matak godosh on Shabbos, again, he's going to be chayim misa. If he's chayim misa, there's a kabur. And this is not Rav Nechudi ben Akon. Rav Nechudi ben Akon was when it's Yom Kippur, when all there is a chiyuv kares. Shabbos, if someone's mechal Shabbos, it's a chiyuv misa's bezin. This is a regular kamla b'drabim minei. That's why in all these cases, so again, the Mishnah gives me a whole smorgasbord of cases where harei lupturim, but it's not for the same reason. One is because it's not mammon. The other one is because you're fighting somebody else's fight. The others are because it's a kam lebederabim. And there's a whole bunch of different reasons. At the end of the day, harei eluptum. But the Gemara is going to begin focusing on one of the cases with a festadik. The Mishnah said, she'ish ployni koyin, v'she'ish ployni levi, she'inu ben grush ben chalutza. Someone goes over to him and says, I want you to be made about ployni is not a koyin. Or that he is a koyin. That he's a levi. That he's not a ben grusha ben chalutza. So Mishnah says, "Arei elu peturim." Says the Gemara, "Time at ish pleini koyin, ish pleini levi. Hamana lepleini biat pleini chayavin." It sounds a little bit from that case that the reason the tfiya doesn't trigger shvus ha'edos is because the edos is not an edos mam. Why does it sound like that? Because the first halacha of the Mishnah said, "Mashpi ani aleichem em loisavoy v'seidu shani koyin shani levi sheni ben grusha ben chalutza rei lepturim." There, the teveya is being teveya. So why pturim? We said because it's not mamon. It's negei manas kuna b'seid, but it's not considered mamon. The case of shani koyin shani levi sheni ben grusha ben chalutza is not a mamon digger case. If the next line of the Mishnah says that when you teveya on somebody else's behalf, harei lepturim, when it's a case of not mammon, it almost sounds like that does a lane that you're being today on somebody else's behalf is not a reason that it shouldn't be subject to Shavuos Eidos. It sounds like if it was a tfiyas mammon on somebody else's behalf, really you would be subject to Shavuos Eidos. It's only because the case is a case that's not a mammonistic case. How do I know it's not a mammonistic case from the previous case? Right, the first two cases on the Mishnah. The first case is when you're being today on your own behalf. Shani koin, shani levi, shani ben grusha ben chalutza. The second case is when you're being today on somebody else's behalf. Once you tell me that when I'm today on my own behalf, have, that means it's not a tefillas moment. And if you're telling me that's the only time where you're today on somebody else's behalf, you're going to be potter. You know what the Mishnah basically just told you? Mishnah just told you it doesn't matter if you're today on your behalf or you're today on somebody else's behalf. Right? Either way, the halacha is, it's going to be Shavuos Eidos. It's only because the tefillah was Kohen Levi v'Yisrael, where even if you're tevei on your own behalf, it's not Shavuos Eidos. Then, if you're tevei on somebody else's behalf, it's not going to be. So in other words, it sounds like the Mishnah just told you, right? What is more than a dick? The Mishnah, like Mamash, told it to you. The Mishnah basically said that the only time when you're tevei on somebody else's behalf, it's not considered Shavuos Eidos, is when it's Nishkei Mominus to get tefillah. But if it's a momentous to get fear, you could be tevei on somebody else's behalf. We know that's not true, right? I mean, this is violating the whole beginning of yesterday's daf. Shavuos Eidos 101. Haktani sefer achi yishmu mipi atevei. Right? That was the Mishnah the Gemara quoted in yesterday's daf. What happened to the aloch of achi yishmu mipi atevei? I thought you only have to be tevei on your behalf. Amar Shmuel said, you're right. You have to make an akimt in that part of the Mishnah. It's talking about Biba beharsha. It's talking about where you had a harsha. Meaning, ordinarily, you can't be teveya, edim, on somebody else's behalf that will trigger Shavuos Eidos. You can be teveya all day long, by the way. It just won't be subject to the laws of Shavuos Eidos. But if you have harsha, what does harsha mean in English? Power of attorney. So then, of course, you would be able to. In our Mishnah, being that the Tfiyah is nishkain tfiyah's mom. Because it's Kohen Levi and any ben Grusha ben Chalutza, even though you have a harsha, you're still not going to have the parsha Shavuos Eidos. Enochinami. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you could be teveh on somebody else's half. Ay, achishmu piya teveh, that's where you have no harsha. But if you have harsha, yeah. But if you have harsha, and it's Kohen Levi and any ben Grusha ben Chalutza, obviously it's not any better than if you've been teveh on your own behalf. Kohen Levi and any ben Grusha ben Chalutza with Allah is, it won't be subject to Shavuos Eidos. But the Gemara says, can't be talking about harsha. Because Ami Nardoi said, like, Kasvinan Urchas Amitalthli, we never write a harsha Amitalthlin. You only write harsha if you're coming to be teveh a karka. But if you're coming to be teveh a Amitalthlin, you never write a harsha. And this is not a shmooze of karka, right? What's the harsha? The harsha is, I'm giving you power of attorney to go testify that this person is a. To be tevei as someone to court, to be mayor, that he's a kohen. There's no karka over here. So the Gemara says, "Hani mi lehecha de kafrei." The only time there's rules and regulations of when we write our shah, don't write our shah, and like kasvinu ruchasam metalti, that's if there's like a fight going on. Where there's like this big din taira. It's mine. It's yours, right? There's a big din taira. There's a litigation going on, and you don't want to come to court on your own. You want to appoint someone power of attorney. Then if there's karka involved, you can write Arashah. If all it is metaltalin, then you can. Avaloi kafri kasvinon. But if there's no fight per se going on, there's no dinter, there's no trial, there's no litigation, then you're not bound by this halacha. Rashi says, the svar behind this is, if there's a fight going on, when the Edom signed the Arashah, there's like a little bit of a sheker here. Because they're signing something that, what are you saying? I want you to represent me in court. You have power of attorney to go be teveya. This karka on my behalf. Might not be your karka. There's a person screaming that it's not your karka. So it's like a Mexica shikra over here. And that's why we don't do it. Unless it's karka, then we do. Right? Again, metalton we would, and karka we would. But the bottom line is, even though there are rules of when you do write a harsha, it's only hecha the kafre. But if there's no kafre, there's no litigation going on, then not. Over here, you just needed someone to come testify on your behalf. You're not going up against some big lawyer here. There's no big fight going on here. You just need someone to make some sort of Haggadah Eidos on your behalf. In this situation, you would be able to write a harsha. When the Mishnah says that if you were Tevei Eidim to go be made on somebody else, it's not good. It's talking about where be'etzim you had a harsha. Because Anachanam, if you had no harsha, it would be then on arrival. And you wouldn't have to pick a case of Koyin Levi Ben Grusha Michael. It could be a regular case of Tfiyas Mom, and Allah would be the same. The reason it's even in the conversation, is because it's talking about where there was harsha. So that's like a klarizach, that although it's true that Shavuos Eidos is only negeya if the teveya himself is the one that's coming after the edim, that's only true if there's no harsha. The minute there's a harsha, this is a huge asterisk, and that's a big nekuda that comes out of this line in the Mishnah. Either way, the Gemara now is going to take a few steps back, and the Gemara is going to revisit something that's axiomatic throughout the parak, and that is that Shavuos Eidos is only negeya tfiyas mamon. If it's not tfiyas mamon, there's no parasha Shavuos Eidos. It has to be an Eidos of mamon. The question is, what is the makar? And just to do an outline of what's about to happen, the Gemara is going to bring a long brisa, a brisa that's going to start with the words Tanu Rabbanan, like many brisas start. It's going to go all the way 10 lines or so from the top of Lamed Aleph. It's going to all be the brisa. a bunch of different pshatim, not hard. And then the Gemara is, tomorrow's daf is going to start analyzing and teasing apart this entire brisa. Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Minayich, Eina Kasa B'Dabra, Ela B'Tfiyas Mamet. How do you know that the Pasha Shavu Seidus is only Nageya, Tfiyas Mamet? So we'll go through the brisa a little bit quicker because the Gemara really is going to go through each part of the brisa. B'Lezer, and B'Lezer said, Nema Kan Oyin, V'Nemar, Lahalon, Oyin. It says regarding Shavu Seidus, the word Oy, not just Oy, Lashin Yachid, Oyin, right? Right, it says the word oy more than one time. And it says by Shavuos HaPekodin, that's the lahalon, also the word oy. Nefesh ki sechot ha-malo malba ashen v'kichesh ba-misa b'fikodin oy b'sisum ha-siyad oy b'gezel oy o-chakes ha-misoy. So there too it says the word oy. Ma lahalon eni medam b'elabit v'yis mamen. Just like Shavuos HaPekodin is talking about mamen, right? That's easy. Afkan, so too. Shavuos HaEdus eni medam b'elabit v'yis mamen. Shavuos HaEdus is also talking about v'yis mamen. So again, the fact that Shavuos HaPekodin is talking about mamen, obviously, that's a chesha mishpat the galocha. Shavuos HaEdus, I don't know, it could be Edus mamen, it could be Edus malchus, it could be Edus Isra v'heter, it could be Edus Davash of Erev, it could be Edus Misas Bez, it could be anything. But it says Oyun by Pekatin, and it says Oyun by Shavuos HaEdus, just like there, it's Tvias mamen. So too, it's Tvias mamen. Feit Gemara, Oyun deroitzeach yechichu. You make it sound like these are the only two parshas in the Torah where it says the word Oy Oy. You have Oyun by Ritzich as well. The Torah says, V'im besinno yehot yedofenu. Oy Hishlich olav b'tzdiya v'yomais. Oy be'eva. So there too you have not just one oy, you have two oy. You have oyens, and retzicha is not a situation of mamon. So maybe you learn oyen from oyen deretzeach, and it shouldn't be dafka with regards to mamon. So the Gemara says, oyen deretzeach yechichu, shehein oyen, they are oyen, umid Dabrim shaloi b'tfias mamon, and it's not talking about tfias mamon. Zok the Gemara, donin oyin shiyeshi mahin shvua, me oyin shiyeshi mahin shvua, vayoychichu oyin deroitzeach she'eni mahin shvua. Shaychis. The parasha shvua se'edos is a parasha shvua. The parasha shvua se'pekad is a parasha shvua. The parasha reitzeach is not talking about a shvua. So it's a oyin she'eni mahin shvua, has nothing to do with this. Feit the Gemara, oyin de soita yoychichu. What about the oyin that it says by soita? Va'ava al ruach kinu v'kineas ish avinit ma oy, ava al ruach kinu v'kineas ish toy, v'loinit ma Oy ish asher taver olav ruach kinev kinev. So again, you have oyin over there, and when it comes to oyin de soita, shein oyin v'yeshi mahin shvua. Right, the shvua. The Shvua Sa'alah, the Shpi Oysa Akoyin, Umidabrin Shaloi B'Tvias Mamin, and it's not talking about Tvias Mamin. So again, how do you know to learn Oyin the Shvua Sa'edus from the Oyin of Shvua Sa'pekadin? Maybe learn it from Oyin the Soit. I didn't say you want to learn from Oyin the Reitzech, it's not a Shvua, it's a Shaykh is to what we're talking about. But Soit HaTach Yeh Shvua, Zach the Gemara, Donin Oyin Shieshiman Shvua, the Eini Mahin Koyin, May Oyin Shieshiman Shvua, the Eini Mahin Koyin, Shvua Sa'edus and Shvua Sa'pekadin both don't involve a koyin. Va'yechichu oyin deroitzeach she'eni ma'in shvua. Don't bring me a raya from oyin deroitzeach because that has no shvua. And additionally, va'yechichu oyin desaita. And don't bring me a raya from oyin desaita. Sh'avu b'she'eshi ma'in shvua. Even though there's a shvua, a b'yeshi ma'in koyin desaita. So what's the first drasha? It's Rabbi Eliezer's drasha. You know shvua desaita is only negev a mamin because it says oyin by shvua desaita and it says oyin by shvua sabakadin. Just like shvua sabakadin is mamin, so too shvua desaita is going to be moment as well. I maybe learn it from Oyin Deretzeach, that's not Shvua. Maybe learn it from Oyin Deseita, that involves a Koyin. We have two Oyins that involve Shvua, no Koyin, that's Shvua Se'edah, Shvua Se'pekadim, respectively. We learn one parasha from the other parasha. That is the first sheet. Second sheet is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, it says in Torah, V'hoye ki yesham la'achas me'ela. So we darshan the word la'achas in yesterday's daf, right? Five Shvuas chutz lebezen. It says the word la'achas, we learn from here, yesh me'ela shu chayiv, v'yesh me'ela shu pata. Let me tweak that. We're not learning it from la'achas. We're learning it from me'ela, right? It's me'ela. Yesterday's daf, we darshened the word la'achas. Now we're darshening the word me'ela. Me'ela. Some types of eduses have the halach of shvuas ha'edus. Some don't. Okay, tzad, what is a talian? Mamin chayiv, davaracha pata. If it's mami, you're going to be chayiv. If it's a davaracha, you're pata. Mechatesi, that's tomorrow's daf. But the bottom line is, from me'ela, we learned that shvuas ha'edus is not negay all edus. Which one? Yeah, mamin. That's the second sheet. The third sheet is Rabbi Yosei HaGalili Yomer. Harei Yomer, it says, v'hu edai ra oyada. In the parish of shvuas ha'edus. And we learn from here that this aid could be was ra, or it could be he was yada. Interesting. Could be he saw, could be he knows. Sounds like, could be he saw but he doesn't know, or could be he knows and didn't see. You could say Eidus if you only saw but don't know, or if you only know and didn't see. Apparently, said Rabbi Yosi Aglili, be'edos hamiskayemes b'riyah b'lo yediyah, u'bi'yediyah b'lo yediyah, kasam adab. Right? Clearly, that's what the pasuk is talking about. Says the Gemara, riyah b'lo yediyah keita. What's an example of riyah b'lo yediyah? Where is it even shayach such an edus? True, by mamin. Mamin man nisni lach b'fnei ployni u'ployni, yavayu ployni u'ployni v'yo idu, zuhi riyah b'lo yediyah. The way Rashi explains is Reuven and Shimon are having some monetary dispute. Reuven tells Shimon, I loaned you money. Shimon says, I don't know what you're talking about. Reuven tells Shimon, if I bring Edom that say, they saw me give you money. They don't know that it was a loan. Maybe they think I was giving you a matan. But they saw me give you money. Would you give me the money? If he says, yeah, then if the Edom would walk into Bezin and say, we saw mana manisi lechab, if they plenty, plenty, that would be, I got to say this. There's re'iyah. They saw money change hands. Oh, but there's no idea. That maybe he's repaying a loan. I have no idea what's going on over there. So the only time there's such a cheft of an edus of riyah b'lo yediyah would be by mamon. Where's the idea b'lo riyah? Okay, so that's easy. Mana haydisa li b'fnei plenty or plenty. Yavayu plenty or plenty. V'yo idu. Zuhi idea b'lo riyah. Haydas fadin kimei edim dami. Right, if somebody's mighty owe somebody money and the edim see the haydah or hear the haydah, so the halacha is it's considered now something that they could testify even though they don't really know what happened. I mean, they have a yediyah based on the haidah, but there was no riyah. The point is this. The Parash of Shavuos Eidah says, it's talking about an Eidah where it could be there was riyah, not yediyah. It could be there's yediyah, but like riyah. The only time that's possible is by mamin. And if that's the case, says Rabbi Yosei Haglili, that's how I know that the Parash of Shavuos Eidah is talking about a situation where there is Shimon. I mean, Rabbi Shimon is the fourth Shita. He said, Chayiv Kan. There's a chiyuv carbon. There's a parish of shvosa edus. V'chayiv b'pikadim, and there's a parish of shvosa pikadim. Mat lahalin in medaber l'betfias mamon. Just like if there's only tefias mamon, afkan in medaber l'betfias mamon. So to here, it's only going to be tefias mamon. Now at this moment, it sounds like Rav Shimon saying something very similar to what Rabbi Eliezer said. Rabbi Eliezer learned it from shvosa pikadim. How did he learn from shvosa pikadim? Oyin, right? So Rav Shimon is learning it also, but he's not learning with oyin. In fact, Rashi says the way he's learning it is with a mamotzino, meaning just very simple. You have to come on to oyins. It's a very simple mamatzino that you find shvus apakadin, you find shvus eidah, shvus apakadin is mamin, mamatzino there it's mamin, so to here it's going to be mamin as well. The oid, and there Rav Shimon doubled down. He said, not only is it a mamatzino, but it's more than a mamatzino, it's even a kalvachim. Meaning, it's not just that if shvus apakadin is mamin, shvus eidah makes sense, should also be mamin. Kalvachimer, madach shvus apikadin is mamin. Kalvachimer, shvus eidus should only be mamin. What's the kalvachimer? Ma apikadin, madach apikadin. Sha'asa by noshim ka noshim. It's true for women as it is true for men. Kroivim rechaykim. It's true for people that are related to each other, just like it's true for rechaykim. Psulim kiksher. You can be a apostle eidus and be subject to the pasha shvus eidus. V'chayiv al kol achas v'achas, and not just that, yichayiv for any type of shvua, bifnei bezdin, v'shaloi bifnei bezdin, whether the shvua took place in bezdin or shaloi bifnei bezdin, right? It doesn't matter where the kfira was, it doesn't matter where the shvua was, that loch is always going to be chayiv. Still in a medabela b'tfias mamin, still has to be tfias mamin, right? So four things. Number one, noshim kan noshim, kroivim kirachaykim, psulim kiksherim, and bifnei bezdin and shaloi bifnei bezdin. And still that loch is mamin. So mit da'al chumris, it has this din that it's only negeya mamin, edos, shaloi the first mission of the parak. Additionally, the enoi chayv ala achas bifnei bezdin. Enoi din shelo yehei medaber ela betvias mamon. So certainly, it should only be negeya mamon. So tainid Reb Shimon, it's a pashta kalvachem shvusa pikadin has all these chumras. Meaning, it's way more inclusive as a parasha than Shavuos Eidus is. So Shavuos HaPekadin is so inclusive, yet it's exclusive. It's only true for Mammon. So Shavuos HaEidus, which is a much more exclusive parasha, for sure should be exclusive. It should only be in the game. Mammon, the Gemara says one second. You're making it sound like Shavuos HaPekadin has only chumras over Shavuos HaEidus. I'll find you some chumras that Shavuos HaEidus has over Shavuos HaPekadin. Meaning, I'll show you which Shavuos HaEidus is actually more exclusive. Malik Pekadin, Shekein Le'asa by Mushba Kenishba. Right? Number one, the parasha Shavuos HaPekadin, you have to be a mujma b'pi atzmai. In the parasha itself, there's no halacha mujma b'pi achir. Now we know, we learned from the limud that we saw already in previous daffin, but now we're looking at the raw parasha. It doesn't mention anything about mujma b'pi achir. By Shavuos HaEidus is a chiddush, a shama koilala. Additionally, u mezid kechayge. Meaning, by pekodin, it's loy osa, right? Mezik eshaigik. Shvuos pekodin is only true b'shaigik, as opposed to shvuos eidos, where it's true even the mezik. Meaning, time of the eidos shekein osa ba mujba kin nishba, even a mujba pi acherim, u mezik eshaigik. So said Rab Shimon, that my muscle rishon is, I have a mamatzinu. Not only do I have a mamatzinu, I even have a kalvachemi. Meaning, if shvuos pekodin, then so to shvuos eidos. And it's even a kalvachemi, but the Gemara was Mafrich, the Mamatzinu on the Kalvachomer. So because of this, Reb Shimon said, I'll tell you my real shot. Talmud loy masecheta, secheta, l'gzeri shavah. Nemarkan, it says over here, in the parasha Shavuos, edo secheta. V'nemar lahalin, it says over there, by the parasha Shavuos, habakadin, secheta. Mat lahalin, in a medabra l'betfias momen. Afkan, in a medabra l'betfias momen. Just like over there, it's talking about tfias momen. So to here, it's going to be talking dafka about tfias momen. In other words, says Reb Shimon, my makar, that Shavuos Eidos is true, dafka by momen, is learned out from Shavuos Habakadin. And what's the makar? It's a gzeirah shava. Secheta, secheta. And based on that gzeirah shava, that's how I know this halach. So what's the sikum on the fourth shita over here in the braisa? The first shita, how do you know that Shavuos Eidos is only negei momen, is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. He learns it from Shavuos Habakadin with a funny gzeirah shava, oyin. It says oyin here, and it says oyin there. It doesn't say the word oyin anywhere. It says oy oy, abu oy b'loshen rabin is oyin, and oyin here, oyin there. That's how I know this halacha. Second shita was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "V'hoye ki yeshem la'achas me'ela." Yesterday's daf we darshan la'achas. Here we darshani me'ela. Some yes, some not. When yeah, when not. Mamin, yeah, everything else not. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, because it says by Shavuos Eidos, "V'hu eid ayra ayada." What does it mean? "V'hu eid ayra ayada?" It's shayach by an eidos of the only time it's even possible to come up with a re'ia we'd be talking about Eidos Mamon. And then finally, the fourth shita is the shita of Rab Shimon, which also, like Rabbi Eliezer, is learning Shavuos Eidos from Shavuos Habakadin. It started off with a Mamatzino, got a little supercharged with a Kal V'chomer, but really, after further review, it's a Gzeirah Shavah, Secheta, Secheta. Ad kan today's daf, and tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to go through each one of these drushes a little bit more.